Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's Literary Journal, with this week's offering from the Healing Muse. I brought some excerpts from an essay by a woman called Monica Naraki. She's from British Columbia. She's a middle school teacher. The title of her essay is Normal, and I've brought it because it's so interesting when we get sick, this concept of normal. What is our normal life? What does it mean that I want to get back to normal? Monica Naraki talks about that in this essay. I'm not sick, but I've been to the hospital 47 times in 10 weeks. I am adrift in the bone marrow transplant river, where three currents flow downstream toward wellness. Medical professionals move quickly in an identifiable pattern with a strong flow. The patient's current is generally absorbed by the stronger current. Few resist. But here, close to the banks, are partners, family, friends, caregivers. Our current is irregular and slow. It all but stops at times and gets caught in countless eddies on the edges of the river. We wait, we fetch, we worry, then we struggle to catch up like driftwood released from a tangle. In this stream, there is guilt because we're lucky enough not to be the patient. People say, take care of yourself, take time to do things for you. So I do. But the whole time, I wonder what her temperature is. When my partner first had the Hickman line inserted, running under her skin from her jugular vein and protruding from her chest, I couldn't even look at it without feeling lightheaded. Now I change the dressing, clean the wound, and do the line flush with saline and heparin. Now it's almost normal. My struggle with the word normal goes way back, most prominently played out in the fact that I am a woman in love with a woman. For years, my mantra has been, normal is just a setting on your dryer. But secretly, I'm back to liking the word normal, craving it again as I did as a teenager staring into the mirror, wishing for a normal crush. I like normal temperatures and normal white blood cell counts. I like normal hemoglobin and platelets, and I really like normal neutrophils. I like normal pulse and blood pressure. I fantasize that there is a normal outside of the bone marrow transplant world, and that if we are patient enough, we will get to live there. Sometimes, though, I worry about the line. You know, that line between healthy normalizing and losing touch with reality. The healthy side of the line allows me to care for my partner's Hickman line as if it is normal for her to have a tube the size of an extension cord protruding from her chest. This is all perfectly normal for someone who is on day 52 post-transplant, I tell her. This is what allows me to see the blood pressure machine and the thermometers and the bins of dressings and bandages as normal things to have around an apartment. It even makes living in this apartment normal when normal is our house by a lake on a little island a million emotional miles from here. It allows me to minimize the bald head, puffy face, shaky hands, the thin, stooped, short-of-breath body that was once my glowing, energetic partner. But at what point do I stop normalizing things? When should I start shouting, wait, stop, this is too much? Does anyone know where that line is? Do the people who take care of her even believe such a line exists? I watch all these things from the shore where I have dragged myself out of the river long enough to think about it and write about it. And before I dive back in, I ask myself again, where is that line? How can I make it visible, like the equator on a $10 globe? Is it my job to find it? What are the consequences if I don't? I ease myself off the bank, back into the icy, muddy water. I don't want her to get too far away. So I push off from this dangerous little eddy and rejoin the slipstream. It's too late to cry hold. She's in the current now. There is no escape from the flow of drugs, no pulling away for those connected to the hospital by a line in their jugular. Sometimes the struggle seems so important, but most days, I can see that the floating is the thing. Thank you.